This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. In order to help babies that are born too early, you've got to experiment on fetal tissue. At least that's what scientists say. A House panel investigation of this kind of research has raised its profile. I went to UNM Hospital to find out how fetal tissue is used.
So we're in the newborn intensive care unit at University of New Mexico Hospital.
Pediatrics professor Dr. Robin Olds shows me around one of UNM's NICUs. That's what they're called for short. The babies in this part of the hospital are tiny, born too early, sometimes after only 6 months in the womb.
In the background, the monitors are alarming constantly, but for each baby, intermittently.
There are 52 babies total here in the NICUs, plus parents and grandparents wearing gowns over their street clothes and nurses in scrubs.
All the caregivers are here in the hallway, also kind of listening in, so there's always a lot of people ready to respond to any of the alarms if there's something really serious that occurs.
Natural light filters in through the windows, and the babies are mostly asleep, swaddled in hospital blankets and wearing little pastel hats.
And I saw there's, like, is that an automatic rocking machine?
Yeah. Right. They're special baby seats. You can program them to rock them in all different various directions. So that's the wave that that baby's doing right there.
Yeah, it goes up and down like a zigzag.
Yeah, there's one that's a washing machine, too, and then there's a car ride, too.
Dr. Olds is also a neonatologist who does clinical work and research. And for 20 years here, she and other researchers have been looking for ways to avoid the illnesses and injuries that afflict infants born at the limits of viability. So after just 22, 23, or 24 weeks, as opposed to the full 40 inside their moms, premature babies can have problems with their brains, hearts, lungs, digestive tracts. Researchers test treatments on fetal tissue. The lab works with an abortion clinic in Albuquerque, Southwestern Women's Options. That's where they get the fetal tissue that's been donated by patients after abortions. They say no money's changed hands, but both UNM and the clinic are being investigated by a congressional panel that's questioning the legality and morality of this work.
All of it is done with great respect. It's a great opportunity for us to ultimately do a better job in taking care of just the tiniest babies.
Olds says one of the biggest risks for babies who are born early is that their brains might not develop correctly. The lab was able to test growth factors for brain cell development on donated tissue and then do clinical trials on babies in the NICU. So far, when they test those children later in life, results are looking good.
Those kids that were treated when they were tiny babies in the hospital, they were better at 2 years. They were even better than the ones that didn't get it at 4 years, and now they're even better at 6 years.
Sometimes the researchers are lucky enough to see those positive outcomes firsthand. Conra Backstrom Lacey is a neonatal nurse who's been at UNMH for 40 years. Lately, her job has been to evaluate kids who are born too early as they grow, and their parents, she says, are grateful for the advancements in care.
Families have said, they told me he wouldn't be able to walk, he wouldn't be able to sit up, he wouldn't be able to do anything, and look at him. You know, it's like, oh, you're giving me goosebumps just thinking about it. But these families are so appreciative.
It's rewarding, it's like, Lacey rewarding. Says. All of the physicians in the room agree. And when a woman chooses to donate fetal tissue, Lacey says, she's contributing to research that wouldn't happen any other way.
We can't do research on grown-ups and have it tell us anything about the unborn baby. We can't do research on living babies that would be harmful to them.
Lacey says she's pleased and proud of the way care has improved for premature infants over the decades, and that fetal tissue research is an essential part of that work. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.